Total Access Show.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
On your home for the Buccaneers, 620 WDAE and US 1035. Here's your host, Scott Ledger.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the holiday season. We are broadcasting live from inside Raymond James Stadium. Let's hear a crowd. Good to see you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. We're inside the west side of Raymond James Stadium. That is the holiday gift store. You can come right in, actually park, actually where the players park, and do some holiday gift shopping. We're bringing you Buccaneers Total Access all this week from here. Of course, Josh Freeman was here last night. LeGarrette Blount's just outside. He'll be in here in a couple of minutes. As a matter of fact, he'll be our guest tonight. Now, normally Buccaneers Total Access, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we rotate the players. For those of you that are new to the shows, understand that Gerald McCoy is always on Tuesday. Josh is always on Thursday, and we rotate players in and out. Now, for the next couple of minutes before LeGarrette gets here, we're going to remind you of what we got going on over the weekend. Now, the last couple of weeks, we were flexed to 4 o'clock games, which got us a little bit more national exposure, which is a good thing. But the 1 o'clock game here in town is going to happen, up there in Washington is going to be a 1 o'clock game. So normally your pregame is right back where it normally starts. That's 10:30 on the Animal. Okay, that's the local pregame. And then the network pregame is at noon. That's Gene Deckerhoff and Dave Moore and T.J. Reeves will be up there. Everybody else will be up in Washington. We'll be back here bringing you the pregame, the postgame. After the game, don't forget we got a call-in show. It's about seven and a half hours of Buccaneers football. Before we get to that show. As we look back on last week, you know, it still stings. I don't know about you guys, but that's the, you know, this has been such a wonderful season for the Buccaneers. I don't want to say unexpected from the people in the building. They realize that the talent is here. They realize it's more or less just the young players getting their experience and X's and O's down. So when they started to, you know, look around and say, well, we got a lot of youth on this team, I don't think any of us really expected to see a 7-win football team in December. You did? You did? All right. Okay. I see you wearing a Clifton Smith jersey, by the way. Is that Clifton? Oh, that's Bucktastic. That's your own jersey because that's the number Clifton used to wear. But the point is that now we're poised and 4 games left, and we were just talking off the air to some of the Buck fans here at the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, the Philadelphia Eagles, and New York Giants all have a much tougher task. If you look at their schedules, we'll maybe have a chance to go over them a little bit later in the broadcast. Most of the time, when you got to play 4 straight games, most of them are division games. The Giants, for instance, still have 2 games within their division to take care of. And the Buccaneers, I don't want to say have an easier trip because the Redskins have been known to play tough football, but then we come back here 4-2 at Raymond James Stadium against Detroit and Seattle, and then we travel over to New Orleans for the last game. So as we sit there at the last 4 games, I don't know if you remember 2 years ago when we were 9-3. And John Gruden was the coach of this team, and we lost 4 straight football games. It's easier said than done is the point I'm making. Rondé Barber. Let me see. How many other people were here? Quincy Black was here. Geno Hayes was here. Some of the players with 3 or 4 or 5 years' experience were actually on this football team. And Jeff Fain actually said to me a couple weeks ago, you know, I've been walking around the locker room showing people the record of the football team when they were 9-3. And then 9-7, just trying to make the point to people that if you understand that you got to play every game, if you don't, 9-3 doesn't mean anything. Well, the Bucs kind of have to flip that now. 5-7 is the potential to make the playoffs, but it doesn't mean you will. You can look to the schedule of the other football teams and decide, you know, the Giants or Philly or Eagles are going to actually do something substantial. But the Bucs just, and this is what we love about Raheem Morris, just seem to always stay focused on one thing, and that is the task at hand. And that is the Washington Redskins. Well, LeGarrette Blount's running a couple of seconds late. He'll be in, and by the way, he'll be doing some autograph signings. I know you guys are in here to meet him or get some things inked. Always make sure there's only one. Don't come up here with a big pile of stuff because what they're doing, they do it out of the goodness of the heart, and they don't want to see it on eBay, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so make sure you do that. Specials on jerseys going on. I do understand that normally during a game, the beers are a certain price. I think they're about a third of that tonight, roughly about a third what you would normally pay for a beer here at Raymond James Stadium, so feel free to help yourself to some good food. I can't ask questions right now because I don't have that microphone out there for you guys, but I do want to bring a couple things up, and I'll just go by a show of hands. How many of you, when you saw Josh Freeman get drafted by the Buccaneers, thought he's the man? One guy, maybe. Now, after a season and a half of football, watching him do, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, making big plays with his feet, running people over, extending the third down percentage of over 40%. The Bucs are over 40% on third down, which is very good in the NFL, by the way. And a lot of that has to do with Josh Freeman's feet. Now, how many are looking at him going, he's the man? Yeah. You're starting to realize the difference that all, you know, the athleticism was there. Mark Dominick saw it. Raheem Morris, when he was coaching over there for that football team at K-State for 1 year, saw Josh, got to know him a little bit. It's not like he was the offensive coordinator. He was the defensive coordinator. But at the same time, he saw that inner, I don't want to call it an inner beast, but there's just this competitive nature that Josh Freeman has where he's compelled to be great. He's compelled to be a great football player, and he's really getting the X's and O's down. How about when you saw the draft on Mike Williams and he was a fourth rounder and you said, well, I heard he played at Syracuse. How many of you just been incredibly impressed with what that guy has done as a rookie quarterback, as a rookie wide receiver? By the way, LeGarrette Blount, when he comes in here, well, he's also being nominated this week for Rookie of the Week. The NFL does it. Make sure you go to NFL.com. Josh has been nominated. Mike Williams has been nominated four different times. Anybody here vote for the Pro Bowl yet? Yeah, you can go on NFL.com. You can pick all your favorite Buck players. I know Aqib Talib is hurt, but he's got – there he is. But he's got six picks. And you can go to NFL.com or Buccaneers.com to actually – there he is. Come on up here, big man. 1-800-596-BUCKS. We'll start giving that phone number out right now as you – can give us a call. We'll get you strapped on and ready to go. You know, you're much bigger in person.
Sure.
Have a seat. All right, welcome to Buccaneers Total Access. LeGarrette Blount, this is the second time we've had you. You know, we got you now.
Oh, yeah, I had a blast first time I was on here.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun the first time I came on. So I was just waiting for the next time y'all asked me to come on.
You know, give me your take on the last couple of games. I think you've had a couple of hundred-yard rushing games. You had 91 in another game. People are starting to mention your name a little bit more. You're starting to see your highlights and Sports Center, things like that. I've seen jumps. I've seen hurdles. I've seen spins. I've seen a lot of LeGarrette Blount lately. So how's it been for you?
It's just been fun. You know, it's always fun to have a chance, you know, to play early, you know, especially in this league. You know, go out there and play as a rookie, you know, with all these guys I've been watching on TV, you know, with Cadillac and Ernest and, you know, Josh Freeman and all these guys I've been watching on TV, Rondé, all these guys I've been watching on TV growing up, you know, and as rookies with me, Mike Williams, you know, Regis, we just having a blast out here just even being able to play on the football field as rookies, you know, as much as we do, you know, Regis start, Mike start, you know, and I play quite a bit, so. You know, with us even getting playing time as rookies, you know, we're blessed and grateful to be able to just go out there and play.
Kind of an upside and a downside to some of the injuries. You know, Cody Grimm goes down, Corey Lynch comes in. The offensive line's another good example of that. You know, we don't want to think about next year yet. Some of our fans are thinking, you guys are getting a lot of cool experience, and this is going to be great because, you know, so many guys are getting reps and playing time. But you guys got four games left, and you're poised to hit the playoffs. So did you you know, it's been kind of a quick thing, you know, a couple, you know, in the, what was it, the third week, the second week, you're in the Pittsburgh game. A couple weeks later, you're starting to get, you know, 15, 17, 20 carries. Now you're up to about 20, 23 carries a game. You're starting to become a major cog in the offense. So things are kind of slant, you know, just taking off like a rocket for you. Has it been overwhelming, or has it just been, you're just loving it? Where are you with that?
It's been overwhelming, and I'm loving it. You know, it's just the fact that you know, at my age, you know, as a rookie, being thrown into the fire, you know, and being counted on, you know, for big games, you know, to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons game, you know, the St. Louis Rams, all the games that you know that are conference games, that are division games, you know, I get a lot of carries in, and I play a lot, so. You know, just knowing that they trust me enough to go out there and hopefully make some big plays, you know, get a touchdown or so, you know, first downs here and there, you know, spark whatever fire we need to just get our offense or get our defense or whoever going, you know, and I'm always trying to go out there and break that long run or, you know, do whatever I need to do to to spark that fire under my team so we can just go out there and, you know, get a win by any means necessary.
Do you have any favorite long runs right now? Because you've got a couple that are like 20 to 30 yards. You got a couple where you scored. You, like the Pittsburgh is a triple effort. You got the spinning effort over the goal line. Well, you've got two hurdles of two different plays. Any of them stick out in your mind right now?
I'd have to say my favorite run is the one from Carolina. You know, we won that game 31-16. You know, being blessed enough to come up out of that little 360 spin injury free. You know, because a lot of people thought I would have got hurt in that play. You know, a lot of people thought I hurt my arm or my shoulder or whatever. But, you know, coming out of that injury free was definitely a blessing, because I went in and looked at film and I saw how awkward I landed. You know, and
it was kind of like a gymnast. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like my arm was behind me when I landed. You know, with 250 pounds coming on your arm, you would think that something would happen, but nothing did. So, you know, that's definitely my favorite run of the season.
Let me ask you about that. That kind of generates a question for me is, how limber do you have to be? We picture you as a big bruiser, you know, running behind your pads, that kind of thing. But what do you do to work out and stretch, or do you do tubs? You know, what's your regimen to stay limber? I know you're young, so you're not, like, rickety yet. You know what I'm saying? But do you do anything special to try to stay limber?
Just extra stretching. You know, before every game, we go out there and we stretch and we do pregame and we do a team stretch and everything. And, you know, when I go back in, I do a lot of stretching to my own, you know, with Kurt. You know, Kurt goes out and he stretches me, my legs, my hips, my back, you know, everything that needs to be stretched. And, you know, I just try to go out there, you know, as loose as possible and nothing tighten up on me so I don't pull anything, so I don't tear or tweak anything.
I don't know. What was your most carries in a game? Was it last game? I think you had about 20, 22 in the last game. I had a couple
I think
games
my,
with
my,
20.
My, the most carries I've had in a game was San Francisco. I think San Francisco I had like 25, 26.
We had 29 in carry. Oh, wait, that's Aurelius. There we go. We got you 22 in Arizona. We got you 26 in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So was it like Monday in the tub? You know, like the older players always talk about the physical abuse of the game. So that was your biggest, hardest, hot-fought NFL game. So what was that like?
Oh, man, I didn't even feel like I had 26 carries.
That's what I like.
I didn't even know I had that many carries, because during the course of the game, man, Cadillac was talking, I don't see how you can carry the ball 25 times a game. You know, and not be tired, not be, you know, run down. But that was at the end of the game. I had 26 carries. I didn't even notice it. I didn't even know I had that many carries. And he was like, bro, you got a young body. Your body big. You could take a lot of beating. You know, he say. So whenever you get that many carries in the game, if you do, you won't even notice. And I was like, I don't know. And then I came in and they finally told me I had 26 carries in that game, and I was like, and they asked me if I was sore, if I was beat up, you know, if I had any nicks and bruises, and I was just like, nah, I feel the same way I did when I came into the game.
You and Caddy got a little thing going. We got to hit a break, but we'll come back and talk about it, because obviously there's a national championship game taking place. And just happens one of our running backs went to Oregon, the other one went to Auburn, and we'll come back and talk about that. We've already got Chris and Goni on the phones. You guys are locked and loaded, ready to go. We're going to go to you 1-2. You can get behind them at 1-800-596-BUCKS. And for the next hour, by the way, we're also streaming at Buccaneers.com. We got the video up and everything. So if you're missing the show and you can't check it out here at the Holiday Store, as LeGarrette will be signing some autographs during the breaks, meeting some of the wonderful fans. My favorite run, by the way, is when you dragged Troy Polamalu about 6 yards in the first game. Right there, I think he had grabbed by the right leg, and you looked like the big kid on the playground. I was loving it. All right, guys, we'll come back and talk more with LeGarrette Blount. We'll take your phone calls. Welcome to the Holiday Team Store. That's right here at Raymond James Stadium. We're broadcasting till 6. The store is open till 8 o'clock tonight for all of your holiday shopping. Right here, by the way, on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Buccaneers Total Access returns on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of the Buccaneers.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Buccaneers Total Access. Got a good line out here. LeGarrette is doing his best. You got a nice Sharpie. You got a good fresh one there?
Yeah.
He's taking care of things. As Buccaneers Total Access comes from the Holiday Gift Store, now remember, if you come on down to the Holiday Gift Store, they've got great specials. And have you seen your own jersey over there yet? I see one right there. Turn around, show them. Right there.
I think she went and got that off of NFL.com or something. I don't think they're selling them in stores yet.
They're not there yet? She got it from the Tampa Bay store.
Oh, yeah, online?
Yep.
Yeah. That's nice. I've only seen like four of those.
There's the fifth one right there. Let me ask you, national championship game, you know, that's an offense that seems to score points and basically wears teams down. You got a big grin on your face, man. You think your alma mater is headed for that trophy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we're here for victory. We're not going to turn down no challenges.
Cam's not going to have any say in that at all. How are you going to shut him down?
He's going to have some say. He's going to have some say, but, you know, he ain't going to have enough say to come out on top.
Do you think it's going to be a basketball score, like 82 to 75?
I think it's going to be like, it'll probably be 56, no, probably like, yeah, 56 to probably 40 or something, yeah. ROA. Yeah. Cam Newton probably put up 3 or 4 touchdowns by himself.
Now, when does that take place? That's January 1st, so how does that – does that jive with your schedule or no? Is there any way you're going to get to that game be around that game, or how does that work for you?
I think the game's played on January 10th.
Okay, so that's – yeah, after – well, let's hope you're
day after, the day after our first playoff game, actually.
Yeah, I like that.
So
– I like that.
You know, as soon as that game's over, I want to play in Glendale.
Yeah. You guys have struggled a little bit with the Atlanta Falcons. Two games, tight, all the way down to the wire. You're in the NFL now. You're, you know, playing in the big boy pads, as they say. And that was a toughie. What did you take from that game when you came from that game, man?
You know, the first game that we lost, you know, I took it really personal. You know, I think it was some things that could have been done better. You know, I think it was some things that could have been done different, you know, in that game on my behalf. You know, and so, you know, I came to this game with a chip on my shoulder, and you know, everybody's talking about how they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in however many weeks since week two. They haven't allowed anybody to score a touchdown in the red zone since week two, and they haven't had any turnovers since whenever. So, you know, everybody on our team came in this game with a chip on our shoulder.
That first drive that you guys scored your first touchdown, I think you had three consecutive runs in a row. And then, of course, you scored it was about a 6-yard touchdown. It was like about 6 yarders.
Yes, sir.
I believe that you were one behind Caddy now for the rookie record in rushing.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
Tell me about that drive, and I'll look it up while you're talking. Because that was our answer to them. Michael Turner had kind of done a lot of things. They got 7 on the board, and then it was an 11-play drive. But you, I think you had like 5 or 6 carries in that drive.
Oh yeah, definitely. We opened up the play with a carry, you know, with a run for me, and I slipped and fell on the first play of the game. You know, it made me pretty upset. You know, I thought I could have took it all the way. You know, that would have been a big play for us. So we converted, and then you know, I think I had about 3 or 4 carries. You know, maybe 5 on that drive. And you know, just eating up ground. You know, and getting first down after first down. You know, just showing everybody that you know our offense is clicking. You know, it can't be stopped. You know, they think that everybody thinks that, you know, the Falcons are all this they basically got in the red zone, you know, and you know, we show everybody that, you know, our offense is just as deadly as, you know, as any offense in the league, and we got weapons on each side of the ball, you know, with Regis on one side, with Mike on one side, and you know, with me and Cadillac in the backfield, you know, with the weapons that we have on offense, you know, once we click it, nobody can stop us. So we scored on that drive and, you know, basically, you know, told everybody that, you know, their goal line defense isn't impossible to score on.
It's been a wonderful combination of running backs, I think. And obviously we kind of miss Kareem Huggins because he would even bring a different dimension. But that's next year after he gets healed. But between you and Ernest and Caddy out of the backfield, more of you on first and second down. But we got to talk about this third down issue, this third and one thing. You talked about it in the media, and I thought you just gave a wonderful response. And I, you know, it's kind of interesting. So many of us are excited about the Bucks this year, and there are so many new names to be excited about. But we have to remember the rookies. Most of these guys, literally, Mike Williams, Aurelius Ben, this guy right to my left, rookies. These guys are literally learning on the job, but they're doing well while they're learning on the job. Let me ask you about the Oregon, your role at Oregon in short yardage. What was your role there and what happened there? Before we get to the Bucks, what did you do there?
At the University of Oregon, when I first came in, my role was never short yardage to goal line. You know, I came there and I started from the bottom. And, you know, by the time the season started, I was, you know, in the rotation with the starting running back. And, you know, it was, you know, he gets a drive or two and I get a drive or two. And, you know, it was never no short yardage thing because, you know.
It was just your turn. It wasn't like, hey, it's third and blunt. It's no, yeah. It's your turn. It's your series.
It's my series,
you're trading series up.
And so.
Sure.
And so then, you know, we have third and one and, you know, second and one. You know, if he's in, you know, they'll give him the ball.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so it wasn't the fact that I came into Oregon as a short yardage back. You know, it was just I came in to bring another dimension to the run game.
All right. So now we're, you know, Jeff Fisher takes you, and I'm sure Jeff Fisher's looking at highlights on ESPN every weekend and going, I can't believe I put this guy in a practice squad. But Mark Dominic liked you. And they kind of were hoping to draft you. It didn't happen that way. You get the phone call. You become a Buck. Didn't take long before you moved up. Then I think the next issue was not whether you were going to be doing third and short, was the playbook.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have OTAs, no training camp. You come in what, week two?
I came in the week of the first game.
Yeah.
Came in at, I think I came in at.
Is it like cramming for an exam every week now? Is this like, you know, hey, look, Garrett, here's your homework for this week. You know, learn 10 more, you know, 100 more plays. How's that been?
It was crazy at first, you know, because I didn't know. I had no idea how I was going to learn this offense, you know, within, you know, with them. They was expecting me to play here soon. So I had no idea how I was going to learn this offense so fast. And I came in on a Tuesday, I think, and I went to practice that next day, and I put in extra time with Coach Logan, and I talked to and spent time with Cadillac and Ernest, and they showed me a few pointers, and, you know, just all the extra time that I put in with those guys definitely put me up to speed as far as the running plays went. And then, you know, the pass plays and the protections came as we went on.
Chris and Goni, stand by. We're coming to you in about 60 seconds. All right, the third and shorts, you made a reference to a lot of times that you would, in the Oregon blocking schemes, you would move laterally, wait for the crease, and then move vertically. And that doesn't equate well in short yardage. So what are they teaching you now over here in the secret rooms now? What is it that you have to change about your game if you're going to be one of our third and short backs or a goal line back?
Basically, you know, at 250 pounds, you know, I mean, you can get going downhill no matter if you're having the best blocking or not. Just going downhill at 250 pounds, you know, you should be able to get a yard or two, you know, in a cloud of dust.
7-yard head start.
You know, yeah, and you know, with me being as fast as I am and being as heavy as I am, you know, jamming in there, I'll fall forward for a yard or two. You know, like I said, with Oregon's offense, you know, we never had that. We never went up on the center. I don't think once. I think we might have did it once or twice in the Rose Bowl. You know, just to show it,
mm-hmm.
And that didn't turn out well. So, you know, I was just so used to, you know, being patient and running to where I can find a hole.
That's the upside of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
It is the upside. You can see the delay in your, when you're moving that laterally, and boom, you're one step. You always said, I'm a one cut back. Boom, I plant my foot, then I get downhill. So if you get, and I don't want to say if, let's say when, because we want to think that you or Caddy or, you know, we want to keep defenses guessing. We don't want to know who's going to get the ball on third and short. But with that body and that ability to run, you know, low, you know, I think a lot of Buck fans want to make sure that you're part of that arsenal, you know?
Yeah, and I'm definitely trying my best to, you know, become part of that. You know, we've been studying film a lot more. We've been going over plays that, you know, that straight downhill, you know, no mid zone, no outside zone plays, you know, just plays straight downhill, you know, powers and things like that to, you know, to let me be able to get on.
Just run into the back of your fullback and hurt your fullback and deal with it later. You know what I mean? Just, you know.
We need EG. We can't hurt him. We definitely need Ernest.
All right, guys. 1-800-596-BUCKS. Pinellas at 727-461-4620. Hillsborough 813-990-4620. Got some open lines there. Jump on them. Goni, you're on deck. We're going to Chris first. Chris, you're on Buccaneers Total Access with LeGarrette Blount. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Ledge?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, LeGarrette, it's an honor to talk to you, man. I was ecstatic when they picked you up because I'm one of these guys that watches college football all day long pretty much, or as much as my wife will let me. And I start off the day with the state schools, and I like, you know, I'm a big USF fan. I start watching that. But late at night here on my cable package, they show a lot of West Coast football. College football, and I was seeing a lot of the Oregon Duck games for about the past 2 years, and I'm saying, you know, look at this guy trucking over people and busting people up and you know, a big dude just running over people like Brandon Jacobs or something, you know. And so when it came time for draft, I kept saying, come on, Buccaneers, come on, Buccaneers, come on. And but you know what, LeGarrette? What you can look forward to doing is making 31 other teams say, man, I screwed up on that draft. I'm not getting that guy. So that's something to look forward to, and I hope you do it in a Bucs uniform. But, LeGarrette, I had called Coach Raheem's show, and I even told him I was ecstatic, and I said, you know, you guys struck gold when you got this guy, I'm telling you. And I got a nickname I'm going to run by you, and I want you to bounce it around a little bit and think about it.
Give you nicknames, man. And
see if you like this. I said he struck gold, so I want to call you 24 Karat LeGarrette. And I want to see
that's not bad.
How does that
sound?
That's
not bad.
24 Karat LeGarrette. He's going to strike gold up the middle. So how does that sound, LeGarrette?
Hey, that sounds good to me. I'll definitely bounce it around.
That's solid, Chris. You can tell he put thought into that one.
I definitely put some consideration into that one. That's one of the best ones I've heard yet.
We've heard the Blunt Force.
Yeah, the Blunt Force.
Blunt Force is good. Anybody else?
The B-Train. Yeah, so.
You want your own thing. Yeah. Nothing against Mike Allstott. He's the A-Train. We love our A-Train, but
I've heard Beast Mode. You know, so I personally like the 24-karat LeGarrette. I think I might want to stick with that one.
We might even see that on the back of a jersey out there, Chris. You might have just given away some gold there, Karat. Goni, welcome to the program. You're on with LeGarrette Blount.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
How you doing?
Okay, I just want to say I really don't have any question. I just want to say we love LeGarrette Blount. I get excited every time he touches the ball, and I just want to wish you, you know, you guys, Merry Christmas, and I got to say two magic words. Go Bucks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
You need two more rushing touchdowns, and you will tie Carnell Williams. He had 6 in his rookie season. And, by the way, that's how many games did you miss? 3, 4?
I didn't play in about 4.
Pittsburgh doesn't really count. You got, what, 3 carries, 4 carries in that game?
I didn't play the first 2 games.
Cleveland and Carolina. Pittsburgh was the
Pittsburgh
third
only
game.
Had about 5 carries.
So you were in the Cincy game. That's when you really started to play.
No, Cincy game, I only had like 2 or 3 carries. I didn't really start playing until the Rams.
Yeah, you've only really played 8 games.
Yeah.
8 games, and 8 games, 599 yards rushing, and you need 92 more to surpass Jerry Eckwood, who had 690 yards in 1979. You weren't alive then, though. Were you?
Oh, no.
Were you?
Oh, no.
All right, let's give out those phone numbers again. 1-800-596-BUCKS. Pinellas at 727-461-4620. Or Hillsborough, 813-990-4620. I know that 24 LeGarrette is stuck in my head now.
Yeah.
Stuck in my head. Let me ask you, I don't know if anybody's keeping track of the Washington Redskins, but they're ranked 28th against the run. 28th. I don't know if that has anything to do with Albert Haynesworth. What do you think of that whole Albert Haynesworth deal? Every player in this league knows what's going on with every other player. You guys are a very close-knit fraternity. What's your take on all that?
Man, I don't know what Albert is thinking. You know, they pay this guy and crazy amount of money, you know, to be a part of their team. You know, with that kind of money on the table, you know, there's not a thing that I would tell them no to. You know, and him being, you know, a dominant player as a single, like one single player that can
make game
your
changer.
Yeah, make your, make your defense, you know, that much better. You know, I mean, our every offensive line in the NFL is good, but you know, I don't think nobody in this league is good enough to block this guy one on one. Everybody's going to game plan against him, but now that, you know, that he's out of the game, he's refusing to play first and second down and things like this. I mean, $100 million contract, I mean, you're going to have to put your hand on the ground on first, second, third, or fourth down. You're a defensive tackle.
Wouldn't you want to be known?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't
you want to be known as not just a rich guy, but a guy in the league that is respected for what you do on the field, not just your paycheck?
And I know people respect him for what he does on the field. You know, people, I mean, our offenses fear this guy. I mean, look at him. He's a freak of nature, how fast he can move at however many pounds he weighs. And, you know, he's just a single, one of the most single, like, most dominant players as a, you know, just as one player in the league. I mean, I don't know what's going through his head. I don't know what he's thinking, but right now he's screwing a lot of things up for himself.
Makes you wonder why they're ranked 28th against the run. Now, it's going to be a cold weather game. I'm sure you played lots of outdoor weather. You know, for those of us that don't know anything about the left coast of our country, way up there, what was your typical December football game like when you were a Duck?
It was definitely freezing. You know, I usually wear long sleeves, you know, but now in this league, I will never wear a long sleeve in this league, you know, just for the simple fact that, you know, it'll be a lot easier to fumble the ball in this league than it is in college football. And, you know, those games, the games in Oregon, you know, they get down to 30, 35.
Does that affect your game? Does it affect how the ball is? It usually gets more slippery.
Yeah, the ball
is
more
slippery. Do you have any problems wearing sleeves?
Yeah. The ball will be way more slippery with sleeves on. You know, mm-hmm. The ball will be slippery, you know, with the rain and stuff and it getting wet, it'll be heavy. You know, it'll be hard to catch, you know, it'll be hard to hold on to. So, you know, that's a big thing that I've been concentrating on this week also. You know, just holding on to the football because I know the game is going to be wet.
I disagree. I think, I don't know, the last three or four games, I really noticed ball security from you. And almost every single time anybody, the moment the second tackler was starting to come in on you, I saw the second hand going over and covering up the ball, you know, because early on this year, you know, you had a couple issues with that. And we haven't seen that. So who talked to you about it and what have you done about it to make it that much better? Because it is better. It's noticeable. It's noticeable.
Coach Morris talks to me about it a lot. You know, he basically told me, you know, when I get tackled, you know, come up with the football in my hands. You know, don't be, you know, you get tackled and then you let the ball go and you get up out of the pile and all of a sudden the defensive players have picked the ball up and took off running like they've taken it from you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they can deceive the refs. They can get up and they can take off with the football and they can get hyped and excited like they took the ball from me. And, you know, that'll cause them to think that they actually got a turnover. The ref will give them the ball. So he told me every time I get tackled, come up with the football in my hands. Continue to run with the football high and tight. And, you know, don't get careless with the football out in the open field because that's when a lot of guys fumble. They get stripped from behind. So I definitely have been doing that. And me and Coach Logan has been going over some drills, you know, with a big old rubber band tied around the goalpost, and I have the ball up here, and I'll run with it and go down, touch the cone, run with it.
See that at training camp out back. Yeah, it's a great drill to watch if you've ever seen it as a Buck fan. It's a very neat drill.
We've been doing that a lot more lately, and so I've definitely been more aware of how I had the football and aware of my surroundings when I have it in my hand.
All right, that's LeGarrette Blount. Want to talk to him, number 27. We'll take your phone calls. We've got Dustin, Jason, and Randy standing by. We'll come to you guys. Got room behind them. 1-800-596-BUCKS, 727-461-4620, 813-990-4620. We'll be here for about another half an hour. Now, here is, of course, the Holiday Team Store. That's the west entrance of Raymond James Stadium. You can come on in till 8 o'clock tonight. The store is open. Great specials. And, of course, LeGarrette Blount's here for the next half hour. He'll be signing some autographs for the fans that are hanging out. Good crowd out here tonight. We've had a great crowd all weekend. By the way, if you missed one of these shows, make sure you go to Buccaneers.com and check it out. We'll hit those three callers and come back and take your calls. Jump on those phone lines, guys. I'm Ledge. This is Buccaneers Total Access, and we are the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You're listening to Buccaneers Total Access. This is 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
Back to the Holiday Team Store. That's the West Side Club level entrance to Raymond James Stadium. Good crowd out here tonight meeting LeGarrette Blount, getting some autographs, some very good photos of you. Do you have any favorites there? I like the one in the old school jersey there. There was one in the Cincy game. There was one, I think, was it a Ram game?
I like
kind of wonder who's taking all these pictures of you.
I like the throwback. I like the little throwback ones.
How'd you like wearing those, by the way?
I like wearing those a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely felt
white cleats.
Yeah.
Well, yours were orange
cleats. Mine were white and orange.
Yeah, yours had some orange.
Me and Josh were the only two with the cleats that we had on.
Yep. All right, guys, we're going to go to the phones. Dustin and Jason, stand by. Before we get to you, want to remind you the perfect holiday gift is to purchase season tickets. That's for the remainder of this season. That's and then, of course, all of next season. And they'll give you a free upgrade to stadium club seats. You pick either Detroit or Seattle. That's this season. Now, those tickets start as low as $35 per game. That's a great season ticket package. You can call 866-582-BUCKS, or you can go to Buccaneers.com for more information. Going back to the phones, Jason, you're on deck. We're coming to you right after Dustin. Dustin, welcome to the program. You're on with LeGarrette.
Hey, thanks for having me. LeGarrette, love the way you run the football, man. You've been killing it for my fantasy team.
Thanks, but, bro. Appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you, maybe if we can, if it was in the works or anything, to maybe get the ball out to you out in the flat or screen passes, throwing the ball to you out of the backfield and kind of getting you in space with the smaller cornerbacks.
I hope they start throwing the ball to me more, you know.
How do you like your hands on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Oh,
of course.
Well, that's easy enough.
And Cadillac is definitely a more comfortable choice, and he's definitely a more reliable source as far as the passing game right now because, you know, he knows his offense in and out, you know, and I'm just learning the pass routes. You know, I've been on that a lot lately, so here in the last few weeks, I've been learning that a lot, and I got it down pat for the most part. So I'm definitely hoping that in these last four games, I can get the ball out in space with some DBs.
We're seeing a little bit more of everybody getting their touches or their fair share. Aurelius Ben is another good example. We've used him in reverses, some end arounds, a little hitch pass that he almost took for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're surrounded with talent, and when you look around, it's an NFL football team. They're supposed to be that way, but. Give me your opinion on a couple of those wide receivers, Aurelius and Mike Williams, Sammy Strotter, Michael Spurlock. You guys are going to be pretty potent offense for years to come here.
Oh, yeah. You know, Sammy Strotter, I played against him in college. You know, we beat them 65.
That's right.
65 to negative four or something like
Oregon
that.
Oregon State, by the way. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, -4. And Mike Williams is an awesome player, you know, along with Aurelius. So you know you never know what you're gonna get with the ball in those guys' hands. You know, it really is breaking two tackles on the little hitch pass that he caught, you know, last week. And you know, Mike Williams making big catches every game. So and we have Aurelius going around for reverses and things like that. So Aurelius is extremely fast, you know, and Mike is pretty fast with really good hands. So these guys with the ball in their hands, you know, we always have a chance to make a big play.
Some real yards after the catch kind of receivers, guys that can
yeah.
break tackles in the second level and third level of a defense easily, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, you look at it really, he's built like a, you know, like a
– He even said that he was on the show Monday, and he even said he wouldn't mind – you know, he says, I'm the type of – he compared Mike Williams to a more of a pure wide receiver and even said, you could put me in the backfield. I bet you I could run the ball successfully. So I'm not sure if he wants to take your gig, but
I agree.
Will you breathe? He's from the waist down.
I mean,
he's pretty tough.
From the ankle up.
Yeah.
Really is like a model figure, you know, with the 8-pack abs and I mean, things like that. Look at his arms. His arms about my size. So, I mean, really is just, you know, an athlete in general. Yeah, Mike is more of a pure receiver, but Aurelius is an athlete. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. He can get your yards after catch. You know, whatever you want him needing to do, he can do it. So, I mean, it's wonderful. It's always wonderful to have an athlete like him on our squad.
That's LeGarrette Blount. We're broadcasting live from Raymond James Stadium in the Holiday Team Store, taking your phone calls. Jeff, stand by. You're on deck. We're coming to you. We're going to Jason Jason, you're on Buccaneers Total Access. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, LeGarrette, dude, man, you got me and got everybody else I know excited as hell to watch you guys play, man, and watch you run the ball.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, man, I got a question for you, man. If you had the chance, and if Raheem came up and asked you and said, hey, listen, you could take any one person off that Oregon Ducks team in the next year's draft, who would it be?
I'm going to go with my guy, LaMichael. You know, because,
yeah?
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, he's a playmaker. You know, he can catch the ball. He's a really fast, really smart. You know, he runs like a big guy. You know, I mean, yep. he's 5'10", 5'11", about 195. Maybe, you know, he may be a little bit lighter than that. I don't know, but I mean, he runs probably 4.240. You know, and he breaks tackles and he makes moves in open space. I mean, just as a playmaker, you know, we can use him here as a kick returner, a punt returner, a running back, you know, a DB, any, you know, it's always, like I said, it's always nice to have an athlete on your team. And, you know, if we drafted LaMichael here, he would definitely be that athlete that we would be able to use on both sides of the ball, special teams.
Nothing wrong with having another duck in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely nothing wrong with having him in the locker room. That's one of my best friends.
Surrounded by all these SEC people all the time.
I know, man. We're going to knock these SEC people off this week.
Well, let me see. You got Lorig's from Stanford. How many guys from the Pac-10?
Me, Strotter, Lorig, Kyle Moore.
Kyle Moore from SC.
I honestly think that's
about it.
That's about it. That's, you know,
you could use a couple more West Coasters down here in FLA.
Yeah, and LaMichael would definitely be a huge ad for us. So, you know, and on top of that, I think he's originally from Texas, so they always come down here and get our talent from down here and take them to the West Coast.
That's LeGarrette Blount, running back for the Bucs. Let me see, we got PJ and Neil. Neil's actually calling from Cleveland. Stand by, we're coming right at you. Jeff, you're on next with LeGarrette Blount. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I got to say one thing first. You mentioned season tickets for the Buccaneers. And for Bucs fans who haven't been in a while, I got to tell you guys, you have to go to Raymond James Stadium and check it out. The atmosphere is completely electric with this young football team. It's like a playoff atmosphere. And if you haven't been in a while, you definitely need to go and check out the Buccaneers because you're missing out. But now I have a question for LeGarrette. I've noticed that most of your runs seem to go to the weak side of the defense, and I'm just wondering what the thought process is on that. Is it to try to get you isolated with a linebacker and you know, win that one-on-one matchup and get into the secondary, or what's behind that?
We basically just try to run the ball, you know, to whichever side that we know is going to be successful for us to run into. You know, we'll run to the strong side, we'll run to the weak side. And, you know, with our experience, with our O-line, you know, they're young, you know, with the exception of Donald Penn. You know, our offensive line is young. And, you know, they're out there grinding. You know, we have young guys stepping in, you know, with Larson and Hardman,
Zuta,
you know, Zuta,
Lee,
all these guys stepping sure. in for the veterans, you know, and we're not skipping the beat. You know, they go out there at practice and they prepare just as hard as the vets do. So, you know, we go out there with our old line, and, you know, you can see how much improvement we've had over the weeks since the beginning of the season till now, that they've improved a lot, and we're going out there and we're grinding, you know, we're going out there and putting up rushing yards with some of the best teams. So our offensive line is going to definitely grind. So we pick whichever side, you know, that we think the run is going to be more successful at.
All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. We got a Buck fan up there in cold Cleveland. Neil, welcome to the program. How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, LeGarrette, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing. I'm Neil.
Neil.
No, that's good.
Nice to meet you.
I don't hear you talk very much about where your hometown is, Perry, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, Perry.
And I played ball with your daddy, Gary.
Did you?
Yes, I did in the 70s.
Small
yes,
world.
I did. Yeah,
small
it is.
Small world.
So do you ever have any friends from Taylor County come down and watch you play?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We every home game we have somebody. We have probably about an average 10-15 people come watch me play. I mean, in last week for the throwback game, it was probably about 40 people here for me. So I definitely, it's, you know, it's nothing but like a 3.5 hour trip from Perry to Tampa. So we definitely have a lot of people coming. I think for the game on the 19th is gonna be even more people. So, you know, I have a huge support group from that area, you know, and there's a lot of these people, you know, they're gonna make it down here watching by any means necessary. As far as my family goes, they're gonna be here for me, you know, and I mean, even if it kill them, they're gonna definitely be here for me. And in the game, no matter how cold, no matter how hot it is, they're gonna definitely be here. And you know, all the people that followed me through high school and junior college and at the University of Oregon is gonna definitely be here. So I definitely have a huge support group coming out of Perry.
What position did your dad play?
My dad played opposite of me, linebacker.
I bet you he was a thumper.
Oh yeah,
man. He didn't like getting tackled, huh? You like being a hitter?
Oh yeah. And yeah. He played linebacker and he played fullback, and you know, I've heard all kinds of stories about him hitting guys and cracking helmets and bending helmets and he doing all these things, and personally I have to see it to believe it. He's a big guy. He's a huge dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything from him, but you know how much force it takes to bend or crack a helmet. I have to see it for myself. But
he's like fishtails.
Oh yeah, but I heard it from coaches also. I've heard it from his coaches
really?
Also. So
yeah.
You know, I can't go against the coach. I mean, I don't think a coach lie about anything like that. So, you know, I kind of believe it and I kind of don't.
I like it. It's like you can never prove it. You can never disprove it. It'll just be this legend that your daddy was a helmet cracker in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, before we go to break, we're going to sneak in PJ. PJ, you're on with LeGarrette Blount. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Ledge. Hey, LeGarrette. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing,
awesome,
bro?
Man. Merry Christmas.
Doing good. Merry Christmas. This is going to be different, LeGarrette. This is going to be a different phone call. I'm impressed with you on how you rebounded from a bad situation. And I think you know what I'm talking about. It's what happened up at Boise State. First of all, I think you were provoked and you reacted. But what I was most impressed about was that your coach did not give up on you. You stuck it out where you could have said the hell with football, the hell with everything. You stayed on the football team, made it all the way and played in, if I'm not mistaken, you played in your last bowl game.
Yep.
Yes, and look where you are now. You are a treasure for the Buccaneers. You are one heck of a young man. I hope you use that talent for the community, buddy, and tell people how to react from bad situations and make something out of their lives. That's all I got for you, man. Take care.
Thank you so much. That's our last call of the night. But, yeah, everyone's redeemable.
Everybody's
redeemable.
Yes, sir, they are. I mean, the situation that I rebounded from, you know, it was hard and it was a long process, but – Like I tell everybody, I mean, I keep my faith. I pray every day, and you know, I put things in God's hand, and look where He's led me. You know, and you know, Cadillac has told me that he's done the same thing with his injuries, and you know, he's still playing after two major knee surgeries. So, I mean, look at Kellen. Kellen's still playing after a major, you know, knee incident. So I mean,
he's had five surgeries on that knee.
I mean, we're all blessed to continue to be able to play this football game and still be here and be effective at it.
That's LeGarrette Blount. We got a chance to, if you want to swing by in the next couple of minutes, if you're in the air, if you buy Raymond James Stadium, stop on by, see him. You can do some holiday gift shopping. By the way, now think about this. Buccaneer season tickets, you can pick up a package that includes next year and the remaining games of this year. And remember, season ticket packages start as low as $35 a game. And if you do that, they're going to give you a free upgrade to stadium club seats. You pick it, either Detroit or Seattle, and they take care of you. So give Buccaneers.com a look for those, or you can call 866-582-BUCKS. LeGarrette's going to sign some autographs in the break, and we'll come back and finish up the Friday night version of Buccaneers Total Access right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
This is 620 WDAE at US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Buccaneers Total Access for a Friday night from Raymond James Stadium. LeGarrette signing autographs. Good crowd out here. Lots of Buck fans. I'm loving the customized Buck jerseys. You notice how a lot of people, They get the jersey and they make it their own. Sometimes they put their back name on there. Look at, I mean, look at like the Pirate. You know, wouldn't it be neat if they did alternate jerseys? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know. That's tight. I like those jerseys.
Yeah, very good looking.
Let's talk about the Washington Redskins. We've got about 3 minutes left. You got an opportunity to go up there in cold weather football. You know, you want to be touching that ball, what, 25 times this game? What are you looking for?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking between 20 and 25. I'm always looking between 20 and 25 carries. You know, I love football in my hands, you know. And, I love football in my hands. I love the football in Cadillac's hands, Ernest's hands, you know, any of our playmakers' hands. But, you know, but me being, you know, a playmaker myself, you know, I'm always going to want the football in my hands, no matter what the situation is.
You've come real close to breaking one. I mean, you've had, like, it's almost like the last guy has gotten you 5 or 6 times this year, you know? And there's always that, like, remember the Atlanta game? You hurdle a guy, and it looked like a DB. You were starting to run away from linebacker. I'm talking about the first game.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked like somebody just got you the shoestring. So you're this close to breaking your first big, long run. I know you got some TDs, but... You're this close.
Are you talking about the Arizona run?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. I'm thinking, because they were in the black jerseys.
Yeah, I broke that one. You know, the thing I hear was that Rogers Cromartie, I think that's his name.
Dominic Rogers.
Yeah, Dominic Rogers Cromartie, the corner from Arizona. I heard that he was probably the fastest player in the league. You know, and when I looked at film, it just looked like I was about to run away from him until I got clipped by, I think, one of their linebackers or something. You know,
like that even and leaving.
Desperation dive and clipped my ankle, you know, and made me stumble. And I think that's the only way he caught me.
So this week, no excuses. No Dominic Rogers Cromartie, no shoestring. We nice 60-yarder. Wouldn't that be nice? Because you're getting 100-yard rushing, man, but you're earning it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have no 60, 70-yard run to pad those stats.
Yeah, I want to get me a 60-yarder to make them 100-yard games a lot easier. You know, so if I give me a nice 60-yarder, you know, I can try to cruise to another 100-yard game. That'll be awesome.
Here's to 11 wins this season and running the table in December. Ladies and gentlemen, nice round of applause for LeGarrette Blount tonight. We're going to wrap up the show. You got it. Appreciate everybody who called. And don't forget, our pregame will come your way 10:30 in the morning on The Animal. And, of course, the network at 1, kickoff at 1 o'clock. As the Washington Redskins are in our sights, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the opportunity to make a real playoff push here. We got to do a little scoreboard watching. We got to pay attention to some of the teams. But the bottom line is, we're going to be here next week. Awesome. We're going to be here next week. So these shows will be coming again all next week from the Holiday Team Store. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon, and we'll talk to you on the pregame on Sunday mornings. You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access on 620 WDAE and US 103.5, the home of Buccaneers football.